From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right, well, welcome into ABQ Connect, and I'm going to give a little disclaimer like I did yesterday. Our engineer, Abby, is out sick, so you can continue to pray for her. She just feels cruddy, but we hope she gets well soon. And, you know, the beginning of the show, it asks you to partake in the conversation, and I'll do my best if you want to text today. I'm not going to be able to get to the phones and host my guests and push all the buttons, but I will from time to time check out your texts, which you can send to 505, that's 505-585, and then spell out live on the keyboard. That's 505-585-LIVE, okay? And with that, I'll welcome into the studio our first guest. Ann Edenfield is here with us. And Ann, you know, when I look up ministries we're going to have on the air, you know, we do our best to have a lot of local ministries in, and some of these ministries, though, are nationwide. And when I looked up Wings for Life, I put in Albuquerque, but it is Wings for Life International, but it is a ministry that started. Did it start right here in Albuquerque?
Yes, I'm the founder, and I started it 27 years ago.
Pull that mic a little bit closer to you. There you go.
Oh, sorry. I'm the founder 27 years ago. I started it because my first husband ended up going to prison, and I ended up writing a book called Family Arrested, How to Survive the Incarceration of a Loved One, because everybody wants to help the incarcerated one, the addicted one, you know, the problem one, but we forget about all the families.
Right.
So 27 years ago, I started Wings for Life. We're trying to give people wings to fly for the rest of their life, and we are international. In fact, I got a report and a call this morning from our Liberian director, and they are under construction right now with their new building, so it's very exciting.
Speaking of under his construction, want a little tease there since you dropped.
Oh, and they're going to be here, yeah. And they're dear friends. We all work together in ministry.
That's
here,
right. Well, so. under his construction is just outside the studios. Sonia Leah with Chris Cleveland, and we're going to visit with them in the second half of the show. Ann, so excited to hear about what you're doing to reach these families. Now, you mentioned a little bit of your own story. So when your husband went to prison, how many kids did you have as a single mom?
Had four boys as a single parent, and ended up with a $3.5 million IRS lien, two churches that ultimately, well, one, I was youth director in the church, and the new pastor, when my husband was coming home, said he could no longer be my pastor. And so I know how it feels to be a leper. I know how it feels to not be welcomed. And so I wanted to create a place where we are welcoming. But also I realized we needed to educate the families. I had a college degree, but I certainly didn't have a degree in criminology, and I didn't have a degree in how to deal with the corrections department. So I started then our educational program in 2005. We call that our Wings for Life, and then an acronym, LIFE, on that one stands for Life Skills Imparted to Families Through Education. And I'm very excited to share that, well, first of all, we're back in person now live, and by Zoom, and all our programs go on YouTube and Facebook, but we just got funding from our New Mexico legislature in 2022.
Wow.
And we're going to be starting 8 programs around the state, hopefully maybe as early as October. We just got awarded and signed the contract yesterday with Bernalillo County. They're our fiscal agent. So we're going to have programs from Roswell to Raton to Espanola, Santa Fe, Valencia County. We're going to rotate every 8 weeks. It's going to go to different communities, from the Isleta Pueblo to Los Lunas to Berlin to you name it. We're going to rotate around Valencia County, East Mountains, and then Las Cruces and Rio Rancho. Rio Rancho wants to do a program too. So we're going to have 8 programs where we will teach people about ways to deal with incarceration. We're going to teach them about jobs, about money and budgeting, about parenting and family communication and how to strengthen their families. And then we bring in speakers that talk about legal issues, so issues that are unique to incarceration. So if you're dealing with addiction, if you need to talk to a judge, if you need to learn about the police, we invite the police chief in. And we now have about 180 taped talks, because the good news that during COVID, the only way we could reach people was through either a TV program that we did for a short period of time. But then after that, then we started doing our own Zoom programming. And so everything is on our YouTube channel. And so we've got people all over the world now that are using our programs. So it's very exciting.
Wow. And you know, I've only been acquainted with you for a short time, and we were talking before you went on the air. You've been in here before, and neither one of us, I don't think, remembered meeting each other. But just in the time preparing for this interview, one thing is clear to me, Ann. You're a busy lady.
I'm very, very busy.
But productive. It's so encouraging to see the work that you're doing to reach out to these families. And I was kind of curious about the 8 new locations. Is there anything strategic about that as far as where they are? Or is it more, no, you know what, because there were people there willing to serve?
That's exactly the way it ended up happening, because I sent out emails. Of course, I've been doing this for 27 years. And we do family days in all our New Mexico prisons. And I've done work in 20 states as well, and a lot of foreign countries. But I mentioned Liberia. But anyway, so I sent out emails across the state, and I said, so many people have been asking for our program in their communities, because our mission is transforming lives to break that generational cycle of incarceration. In America today, one out of every three adults, listen to this one, one out of three adults have a criminal record.
Okay, now what does that mean?
That means that if I go and do a background check on one out of three Americans, they are going to come up with some kind of criminal background, which is staggering, because it impacts their jobs, where they can live, their economics, because they probably, if they were behind bars for any period of time, they can't get, you know, the same paying job that they had before. So we have to help those families, and we spend, in New Mexico, the latest figure I've heard, $232,500 for one juvenile offender across the state. What we're hoping is that our juvenile probation and parole office across the state, we already know Valencia County has already agreed to this, that if juvenile offenders come five times to our Wings for Life programs in these various communities, they're going to close their case, because that means that the kids have to come, grandma has to come, or whoever's raising them, as well as their siblings. So we're going to impact the entire family. This is how we start to cut crime. We teach people best practices. We teach them respect. We teach them manners. They learn to eat around a dinner table. We bring in the best speakers. And then we do tutoring. We do different arts and crafts and programming for the kids, because we know that if we could keep those kids in school, we are going to help them. If the reading level in prison today is second grade, 8 months. So our goal is to get every kid into school, stay in school. They have to learn to read. So we do after-dinner tutoring for our kids. And then we work with them to keep them in school. And for 14 years prior to COVID, we've had a 4% recidivism rate in our program. That means return to prison. Nationally, it's 83%.
Yeah.
So 83% of people that go to prison within 9 years are going to go back. We've had a 4% for 14 years. We've never had a pregnant teen, and we've always had our kids, if they've come 10 times or more to a program, progress to the next grade. So that's our goal across the state, that we're going to start nurturing and reaching out to these children. And most of the children are prisoners. Now, I have four boys. That means three of my four boys statistically right now, because they're saying at least 72% of children are prisoners. And now I've heard it as high as 83% of children are prisoners are going to prison, or they anticipate that they will end up there. So we've got to get them reading. We've got to get them to learn a different way of life and a different way that they can look to the future and avoid that incarceration. And by avoiding incarceration, they are not breaking the law and causing crime and problems for the rest of us.
Well, I have to tell you, it's encouraging to me to hear you say how successful programs like that
are.
Because, I mean, I think it was just yesterday we were talking about, you know, issues that We run into, you know, all the things that you, the list you don't want to be on, where New Mexico seems to be at the top of the list.
Yeah, right. We're 1 or 50 always. Yeah.
On the bad list.
On the bad list.
Yeah. One of the things I said was similar to what you're, I said, okay, now granted, a lot of the people that are causing a lot of these issues are grown now and have been trained, over their lives. How they're going to be, and as they're, you know, they're responsible for how they behave. However, I said that certainly that's something we do need to deal with. However, you have to think about the future, and the future is what you're doing.
That's right.
The investment that you're making young people is going to have, when we're much older than we are now, we're going to benefit from programs like you're doing.
It's that ripple effect.
Yeah.
Because when you change a life in a positive way, that ripples out to their children, to their grandchildren, and then they do progress to high school. They do get out and get a job. They don't have to commit crime because they're making a decent living. And that's what we're teaching people, how to do that.
Well, that's exciting. You know, one of the other things, before we go to a break, Ann, we touched on this a little bit before we went on the air, and I want to throw that challenge out there. One of the things you said, it's time for the church to step up.
Absolutely. So what I'm asking is that if any volunteer anywhere, now you've heard all those sites that we're going to, but if you anywhere in the state, it doesn't matter, if you want to help us, and our volunteers, who cares about the least of these? It's our church members. So we need our church members. This is ministry. I call this our secular ministry.
Yeah.
Because it's all ministry, but it's teaching people the job skills and the things that they need to know so they can get involved in the church. And really make a difference in their lives.
Okay, I want to throw out another quick challenge while we're on that.
Anna. Okay.
Okay, and this is a total speculation just from having some gray hair and knowing how things work.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to guess 80% of the volunteers you get, the people that contact you to volunteer, are female.
Actually, our attendance rate is usually about 65% female attendance, total attendance at our meetings, at about 35% male.
Okay.
The men that come to our program are either returning citizens and they're coming back because they want to change their lives, and or then they are elderly men that have been successful in their lives and now they want to contribute and give back.
Right. Well, I overshot a little bit, but I wasn't, the challenge is, guys.
Yeah, we need the men because our prisoners do not have a positive male role model, the men or the women, most of them in their lives. They've never had a positive male role model. So it's a real challenge to the men of the church to step up. Come and help us in these programs. Call me. My number is 505, of course, 291-6412. You could go to our website, Wings for Life International. You could find us, but it's Ann at 291-6412. We need the caring people from the communities that care about the least of these and want to change the lives of these young people. And I see it all day long. I see it in the returning citizens. We don't call them ex-cons, ex-offenders. We call them returning citizens.
I love it.
And I see them all day long. I see the change in their lives. Help us to make New Mexico number one in lowest crime rates. Number one in our children progressing to the next grade. Number one with our kids graduating from high school. We can do it, but it's going to be people of faith that step up, that start to make that difference.
Now, I'm going to guess because I know how much research you've done, but I did want to ask a question. We talked about the importance of guys getting involved because of the male role model for these kids. As far as incarcerated, how does it stack up those that are incarcerated, absentee mom to absentee, if a single parent was absentee, the mom or the dad?
Oh, most people in prison never had, two parents. I mean, that's very, very rare.
Right.
And my husband was a 747 airline captain, so of course we were married and we stayed together all through his incarceration and even 4 years afterwards, but our marriage failed. And most marriages fail before or during. And then of those that make it all the way through, a prison chaplain told me one time he estimated 98% of those marriages are going to fail, and mine was one of them. And so incarceration changes people. It changes families. It does not teach the best in society. It teaches us, and then we aren't welcomed in places like churches and things like that. So if you're listening, I know this is a faith community that's listening, welcome people into your church. Help people to feel comfortable in your church. Do not judge them by what they wear, what they look like. Just treat them as Jesus would treat any of us. Welcome them in. And help us in the communities with our Wings for Life program to reach out to the people that are hurting. I've asked this question around the world. How many of you want your kids to go to prison? I've never seen a hand go up. Help us to help keep those kids out of prison. If they stay out of prison, it cuts our crime. It changes our lives. It changes our communities.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, Ann, we're going to take a quick break, but you have time to stick around for a few more questions?
Of course I do.
Okay, we'd love to finish up our discussion, and we'll come back with more with Ann Edenfield. She's with Wings for Life. We'll catch up with her more after the break on ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous and filling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
Located in the far northeast heights of Albuquerque, near Indian School and Tramway, Calvary Christian Academy is an accredited pre-K through 12th grade school offering private education that's rich in faith. And just as parents want the best education for their kids, the CCA faculty is dedicated to helping students succeed in today's world. The curriculum is adapted to meet the needs of the diverse student body, taking into account the many ways in which students learn. Calvary Christian Academy's vision is to be Christ-centered, emphasizing strong academics and fine arts in order to help students discover and strengthen their God-given gifts and talents to glorify God. Calvary Christian Academy's mission is to discover, encourage, and cultivate the gifts of each student while also deepening their faith in Christ, as well as to inspire each student to realize their full potential in serving the Lord and bringing glory to His name. For more information, visit calvarychristianacademy.org. That's calvarychristianacademy.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. As a pastor's wife, Kala knew her faith made her a target. Hindu extremists seeking to purify India from non-Hindu religions had stirred up violence against Christians in the past. But this time, Kala was pregnant. Men burst into the church. Kala was savagely beaten and left unconscious for 3 days. Although she eventually recovered, she suffered severe injuries and lost her baby. When her wounds healed, she faced more opposition when Hindus threatened their neighbors, who were going to rent a home to Kala and her family. Pray Kala's family would find a home and continue to share the gospel, even with those who target Christians.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Yeah, Ben, thanks so much for what you do to support the ministry here. Of course, with support like that, we're able to bring you the programming that we do, that we hope is an encouragement to you, including ABQ Connect, which, by the way, usually a day or two after you hear an interview on ABQ Connect, you can go to the website, abqconnect.online, and find those conversations and interviews posted on the website. So there's a resource for you. But a resource for families of the incarcerated, Wings for Life. Ann Edenfield is in studio with us. And Ann, man, you know, we only have you for like a half hour today. I'm going to guess that there's so much information to share. You could easily be here for an hour, but you know, I always like to leave the listener wanting more. So we'll have to have you back in.
I got to come back. That's right. A good excuse to come back. I'd love that.
Now, we've talked about several things. One of the things we did want to talk about is some upcoming events. We talked about a couple of them off the air. One of them that I wrote down was your September 26th, event. And there's one actually coming before that, which we'll get to in a moment. But let us know more about what's coming up on September 26th.
Oh, I'm really excited about that one. We decided, because we got money this year from the legislature for a new building. And, of course, our whole focus is on cutting crime and transforming lives. And so we decided, well, let's invite those politicians that gave us money, invite other politicians to come and join us and share what are their solutions. Because we know the problems. What are the solutions? Wings is a solution. And we want to demonstrate to them. We want to invite them. Of course, everything we do is free. So if you want to join us, and you could hear Mark Ronchetti. We have found out Mark is actually going to come to our program. He was an MC for us years ago at a fundraiser.
I'm sure everyone knows, but Mark obviously
is running for governor.
Yeah, he's on the ballot in
November.
Then
we've got some other Democrats that are coming that have been very supportive of us. We know Jerry Ortiz Pino is going to come. We know Gail Chasey is coming. We've invited every city councilor. We've invited every representative and state senator to come. But we've only heard from the three so far. But anyway, have at least three.
Let me say something encouraging about that, okay? In the landscape that we are in today's society, things being so polarized politically.
Yep.
I was talking to someone recently, and I'm not really quite old enough to remember this, but I do, because I was kind of into it then. I remember Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan. Here's two guys on the opposite side of the aisle, and they were friends.
Yep.
And they disagreed about things, but what they did is they found the things that they agreed on.
That's right.
That needed to be worked on, and they came together to take care of those things. And what you just said about Republicans and Democrats, maybe independents, I don't know.
Oh, we've invited everybody that is, yes.
But already you've got both sides of the aisle RSVPing to this event. So not only are you doing all this work, and to bless the families of the incarcerated, you're also helping to hopefully mend some of that animosity.
We have to. And Wings is not political. There is a problem with crime. We have a solution. Okay, legislators, wherever you are, whatever side of the coin you're on or whatever, let's figure out some solutions. And we know that we have solutions with our low recidivism rate. We know our kids have progressed. We know that our kids haven't dropped out of school. And we know that we've addressed with our speakers, gang, former gang members, whatever. We've got some expertise here. So we're willing to share that. And now the legislators are giving us money to spread this program and the word around the state. So we want to come up with solutions because all of us choose to live in New Mexico. I chose years ago when I worked for the airlines, I commuted out of here. I never was based here. And I chose to live in New Mexico. I still choose to live in New Mexico.
It's a beautiful state.
It's a gorgeous state. And it is a land of enchantment. And I want to bring that back. So we're going to have a very positive talk. We're going to come up with solutions. What do people want to put in our new building? We're going to be putting in the New Mexico Ram Project, another nonprofit. We've got a guy that rebuilds bikes. We gave away 1,500 bikes. That teaches life skills to people. It teaches carpentry skills. Somebody gave us her 37-year craft business. We now have returning citizens learning how to do her Southwest art that goes into 250 stores across the Southwest, including Old Town and Santa Fe. So we are teaching people these skills, and we want to have in our new building this opportunity for job training, a place for people to come and get their self-worth back. Learn how to type. We'll have a GED lab. We'll have computers out there. I've got somebody brand new in Taniff in our office just started today. She can't type. She's learning typing skills and typing games. We work with people to bring out the best that God intended for us to have.
You're teaching people to fish.
We are absolutely teaching people to fish. We're not going to give you that fish. We are going to teach you. And if you want to learn to fish, you come to Winks, because that's exactly what we're going to do. So that open invitation is 9/26, September 26th, Monday night. We're down at Second Presbyterian Church. That's very easy. It's centrally located. It's Edith and Lomas. Everybody can come. If you are going to come, let me know, because we provide dinner for you.
Now, how can they let you know?
They can email me or they can call. They could call me at 291-6412. Let me know and bring your whole family. This is for the kids,
and
too. Don't leave the kids
you
home.
You said the email. Is the email Ann
Edenfield at Wings Fly. I love to say it's Wings Fly, but it's spelled F-L-I. It stands for For Life International. .org. So Ann Edenfield at Wingsfly, F-L-I, .org, or call me. Let me know. Bring the whole family. We could probably fit about 125 people in their social hall. And we are going to have a calm, wonderful talk about how can we, as caring, committed people in our communities, make change.
Now, let's hold people's hands a little bit to get to this, not only physically, but Zoom or Facebook.
Now, Zoom, yes. If you want to join us by Zoom, you can go to our website. Our Zoom is from 6:30 to 7:30. Now, this is very interesting. We have inmates from our various prisons that join us every week by Zoom. So it's going to be fascinating to have people behind bars, and we're going to ask them to come up with questions, put questions in the chat room, and we're going to ask this next week for them to start creating all those questions so we don't have to waste time
right.
when we've got the legislators there and all these politicians. We want to move quickly with that program. But it will be taped. It will be on our YouTube channel, and it will also be on our website. So there's so many opportunities. So it doesn't matter if you're sitting home in a wheelchair, you're sitting way down in Silver City, and you say, I can't get to Albuquerque. Join us by Zoom. And join us every Monday night. Everything is free. We've had people from all 50 states. We've had people from all over Europe and Asia and, of course, Africa. And then even Raymond from Liberia, West Africa, he's joining us almost every week. So everybody is welcome to join us.
Now, one of the things I also wanted to ask, I want to mention one of the other events that we talked about off the air in a minute. You handed me a resource, and it's got a list of your events. Really, through the holidays, if someone doesn't have this in their hand, is all this information available on the website?
Everything that I've given you is on our website.
Okay.
With all of our schedules of all of our speakers, we have a couple empty spots yet that I'm filling in. But next week, this is very exciting, we have the head of UNM's Cultural Diversity Program. And she is going to talk, and she's Native American, and I've never had this talk in all these years that I've been doing our program. How do Native Americans, African Americans, Hispanics, Anglos, Asians, whatever, how do ethnicities change when you look at incarceration? Because people of color are so much more highly incarcerated than other folks, and I've given you a statistic sheet about that. But, of course, African Americans have such a high incarceration rate. It's estimated that one out of every three African American men will spend time behind bars. Those are the latest statistics. So it's horrifying. And so how do we help keep these precious children? Why should they be looking forward to going to prison someday? They should be looking forward to graduating and taking over, starting a new business or doing something worthwhile, not spending time behind bars.
Now, we got about 2 minutes. First of all, let me again thank you for coming in and sharing this information with us. And clearly, you need to come back.
Thank you. And I need to tell everybody, too, I forgot about this, and I didn't tell you. Albuquerque Celebrates Recovery is going to be September the 29th. It's a Thursday down at the Civic Plaza from 10 to 2. I'm also on that planning team. So we'll have about 60 providers, state, federal, city, for-profit, nonprofits, with big display booths. So anybody dealing with addiction or helping families, or you want help to help a loved one with addiction. So it's going to be our big 7th anniversary event down at Civic Plaza on Thursday, September 29th from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And I could always come back and tell people more about that.
Yeah, we will want to know more. And one of the things I wanted to make sure, since you said all of the stuff you gave me is available on the website.
Absolutely.
I want to encourage people to go and look for the 40 developmental assets. And it's even broken up into for adolescents age 12 to 18 and for children grades K through 3. There's some great insights here for young and old parents and grandparents.
And great-grandparents.
And great-grandparents.
Yep.
Which my mom is. And I love that she can take time, when she can, pour into my kids and to my grandkids. Again, and Edenfield of Wings for Life International, thank you so much for the information. And we're going to you're going to be hearing more about this ministry on KLYT. We'll make sure to let you know about some of these events coming up. Our announcers can encourage listeners to go to the website to find out more.